Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. We have Deborah Tavares here. Deborah has missed last week, and of course we'll miss Monday. So she's on today. Scott can't make it, but he'll be back next week. Hopefully everything will be fine after the new year. From Red State Talk Radio. Deborah, you have lots of important information. You're never short of words, even though I caught you at the last minute, and I know we just talked yesterday. Lots of things happening. You're doing a lot of research, finding a lot of bad stuff. And the trajectory of this is all pretty catastrophic, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. And thank you for having me on today, right before New Year's, because this information is not meant to literally scare people. It is meant to scare them into recognizing how they can get their brains in gear and activate themselves in this survival that we now find ourselves in. So I'm going to start with 5G right now. And then midway through this show today, I'm going to talk about how every single corporate government agency in this country has been ensnared in a fraudulent accounting system. Now, I hope you heard what I just said, how every single corporate government agency, we're talking cities, counties, health departments, schools, every department has been ensnared in a corporate government fraudulent accounting scam. And I'll go over that after I talk about 5G for a few minutes. Now, it's very, very important to understand what's really behind 5G. And I don't think people really understand the enormity and the value of what is in play with 5G. It is a first-to-market global grab to control the Internet. Whoever gets to the 5G broadband first controls all data and the entire Internet of Things. That's why this is being promoted and rolled over all of us without any word from the FCC other than give free access. Cities cannot decline at all. In fact, we now know cities have absolutely no jurisdiction to prevent any utility provider or frequency provider or telecom provider. They can't deny any access. Now, I'm going to read to you what it says in a document that I have. And it says right here, quote, under recommendations in this document, reduce FCC and FAA impediments to rapid rollout and development of key enabling technologies in the United States. They're talking about 5G.
Right.
They're also talking about 5G is a strategic level of communications and the capability that will be governed according to either the Western or competitor interests. They say the U.S. has an opportunity to move into position ahead of China by capturing the market share. Robust U.S. government support can help ensure that the information and data and the information age of mankind is controlled through 5G by the United States. So what we face is a military deployment through a corporate government system, which we are in. And for those that are yet to understand the easiness of the system we're in, we are in a franchise corporate network. So think of it like this. Think of it like McDonald's. They have the head McDonald's agency, and from there they sell franchises. Everything is built the same. The buildings are the same color, usually the same layout inside, dependent upon individual exteriors, depending on geographic acceptance and so forth. There might be slight changes, but the menu is the same. So when you look at it from that easy concept of everything is a corporate setup and a franchise, you now have to look at that and see how our cities are run. It's the same way. We're not dealing with governments anymore. We are dealing with global criminal crime syndicates set up in a franchise network being originated out of Washington, D.C., the City of London, and the Vatican. That's where this is all coming down. And it's very important to understand the goal is complete asset stripping and organizations and all these secret networks. This is what we're saying. In fact, I want to just finish this 5G because what I was reading in this document will clearly lay out the understanding that we're not stopping this, because they talk about the fact that 5G is not only a ground-based network that we've been talking about with multiple small cells located over ground about every 250 feet apart in buildings and on top of utility poles. By the way, it's important to understand that the utility poles are not owned by your cities. They're owned by your utility, which we know is Rothschild. The utility owner of these poles subleases out to the telecommunications, so they're selling pole real estate to the frequency providers that are literally killing us. This is a multi-phased effort of money, making money by leasing out these poles. But what is also very, very important to understand is what they are telling us in this document, that they anticipate absolute control and requirement by literally rendering any government agency and moving them out of the way so there can be absolutely no resistance to the rollout. And this is, as I say, a military rollout of this. And they're talking about 5G is a boundary-crossing secure communications advancement with nearly unlimited bandwidth, almost no latency, 100 times higher wireless transfer rates, and 100 times lower latency. And this is what they're saying. This is an economic situation. 5G applications are forecast to exceed $400 billion by the year 2022, with the construction and maintenance of the U.S. network resulting in 3 million jobs. In other words, we're going to have human compromise. We're going to have over 3 million jobs lacing an extinction 5G grid network on us, and they say there will be $500 billion increase in domestic GDP. So it's jobs, 300 million jobs, and $500 billion increase in domestic GDP with the 5G. They say rapid creation of a global 5G network is the cornerstone in China's industrial plan to compete with Western interests. The plan is underwritten, and I was talking about that a moment ago. But it's essential to understand the volumes of money that they're talking about being made. They say access to 5G will be critical to operations in every warfighting domain, in particular, space command and control. They go on to tell us that U.S. control of 5G is roughly equivalent to control of the Internet. So what is being said, and what it's important for all of us to understand, that 5G is critical to the control of the entire data processing network worldwide. So we can go to all of our incorporated city franchise networks and talk to our what we perceive as city elected officials and hope that they can stop this. You need to understand, in the newspaper here, out of a meeting out of Sebastopol here in Northern California, the city attorney wrote in the paper that the city has no jurisdiction. And why they wrote this is that there have been now for the last year residents within the city of Sebastopol who live in a low-income three-story apartment complex next to an enormous cell tower that is leased to a hospital next door, and Crown Castle is the manager. Crown Castle is out of London. This is the Frequency Death Grid out of London. We're going to talk about London some more when we get back, and I think you're going to be astonished.
That is astonishing, isn't it?
Well, it gets bigger. The story is escalating.
Amazing.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Let's use a summary. What you've described here is the operational plan of Lucifer to have omniscience to ape God, the all-seeing, all-knowing one. And without 5G, there's no New World Order, which is why I mentioned on the sign that Jesus talked about, Matthew 24, about the increasing earthquakes and volcanoes like the one that killed all those people over Christmas, is that God's going to cut off the evil by creating an environmental cataclysm to the planet that's going to cut off all this internet and high-tech stuff, because, to be honest with you, the brunt of 5G is total control of the human race, including the cell phone companies have said this in 5 years, they can even hack into human consciousness and have bidirectional control of your mind. You can go into a video game in cyberspace.
Yes, well, that's absolutely true. So let me just sum it up, because I've got to leap into some other documents that are of urgency.
Right.
So again, to sum it up a bit, 5G is a genocidal technology, and it is a deployment, and it is planned and is usurping any and all restrictions that the FCC and the FAA and any branches of any agencies that would think they could impose restrictions on 5G are to be eliminated. 5G is rolling forward quickly, and 5G is not only above ground, it's underground as well, but it's also a space-based weapon systems as well.
Right.
And it's important, wherever nation or country achieves, whichever nation or country achieves the full deployment of 5G, they will control the internet and all data processing that is worth trillions and trillions. And keeping in mind, this is an extinction event for humanity, but worth trillions of dollars for whomever accomplishes the control of the web of death. So now we're going to be talking about the planned, they call it, this is horrible, because I have a YouTube up called EMP Earthquakes, etc. You can find it on stopthecrime.net on the YouTube channel. But there is a operation called Black Start. Black Start. And what is planned for this country is a complete inaccessibility of all electronic equipment, or an EMP. It will not necessarily need to be an EMP event as such. It will be an internal psyops of cutting off the power supply in our communities by the utility companies that are operated and run by the central bankers and Rothschild. So what do we know, and how do we know this? Because it says that in the documents. Now, Dr. Bill, I was looking at some documents out of Indiana, Minnesota, other documents in those areas. They talk about one of the consequences of not reducing their CO2 emissions and reducing their carbon footprint. Again, this is in the climate action plans. I've been seeing now where there will be blackouts. So they're telling us in the climate action plans that there will be a blackout. For those of you who want to have and get a better handle on what that looks like, I would suggest you immediately go and read the book, One Second After. Read that book. You will get an idea of what a shutdown of the grid will look like in this country, and that is the plan. This will exceed not just loss of computer ability, texting and GPS and all the functions of life that we've gotten accustomed to living with. It will shut off the ability of communications. It will also shut down the cooling for all the nuclear reactions as well, of which they claim in this document there are over 66 locations where there will be shutdowns of nuclear reactions and the nuclear reactors. And they talk about how Fukushima occurred and how Fukushima was set up with General Electric equipment, and all of the programs and practices of how Fukushima was operated was U.S. guided. So the United States got to see what they were able to do when people followed the U.S. guidelines that are set up by nefarious killers, and they got to see it with Fukushima because it was set on our protocols. And so they say that it will cause massive human disruption. Of course it will. And they talk about most installations do not have contingency plans for events that include equipped key personnel to get from home or community to accomplish or establish even essential pre-planned mission objectives and the capabilities to that. And they have to assume that there will be a massive, widespread disruption of communications and transportation that would be associated with the loss of the grid, and it would impede recall of essential personnel needed to activate baseline capabilities. They're saying that the entire Department of Defense command structure is incapacitated without notice in the wake of disruption of the grid, and in that event, they talk about how such may occur during an outside of duty hours, like holidays and or inopportune times. And, of course, we can see that occurring in inopportune times being dealt us. Again, the Black Start teams that they have had practicing on how to bring back up the grid, and they've been practicing with adversaries. So while they've been trying to bring back up the grid, they've been practicing on Plum Island, where they have a separate grid system set up. Right. And they have the attack team set up there, and then those that would attempt to restore the grid.
And you said, well, Plum Island, the island just off Long Island.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
So what is most important to understand, and many people have been going to Washington, D.C., going to the legislative PSYOPs offices that are only working for the corporation that is causing all this to our country, telling our country that we have to harden up, and we haven't. Even Canada and China and Russia and other countries are more hardened up against the disruption of a utility failure than the United States. And why? Because they intend on that becoming a part of what they're going to do to this country as they asset strip us. Everyone needs to realize we're now ripe. Many people now have earnings, acquired assets, And now it's time for total asset stripping and reducing the population, because certainly they've been able now to bring in more robotics to replace all of us. So, in short, we're in trouble now with the black start. We have to harden up. We have to figure out ways in which to survive.
Yeah, they're going to, right now, the first wave is some degree of robotics. I go to a fast food store now, and soon you'll see the robots flipping the burgers and so on. But in the future, over the next 20 years, it's going to be called cyber robotics, which will basically be part biological and part robotic. There'll be kind of a fusion of cybernetic technology and some form of biological systems that can be genetically engineered from human flesh and animals. So it'll be a transhuman that will be basically a cyborg. That's what they're planning on poisoning us in the next 20 to 30 years, isn't it?
Well, when we return from this break, I'm going to wrap it up on the black start and the EMP and leave it with everybody. Please read 1 second after.
And do you have a timeline as to when you think they might try this?
Well, I think that everything is in play. I can't give a timeline, but I know that everything is in play.
And in other words, they got everything ready with someone says...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
About a network of global corporate control, and I'm hoping that everyone that is listening is now ready to make the mental shift into the reality that we exist in a corporate structure, in a franchise structure. We do not and have not been dealing with a government ever since and before the bankruptcy in 1933.
Yeah, we talked about that with actually, you know what we talked about all these details of? With Calvi Smith over the last few months.
Good. And I want to say that I also met James Traficant at a conference, and he wrote the book, The Last American Minuteman. And he said in there, and put it on record, and it is in record, citing the 1933 bankruptcy, and that we were literally collateralized against the IMF, the United Nations, and the international bankers since 1933. And our government today exists in name only. In name only. That's how deep the psyops and the propaganda has propagandized people's minds. This is the mind control that has already been set in place in this country by large degree. So, again, I can't underscore enough that that we do not and have not been dealing with a government. We're dealing with corporate franchised criminal networks that are intending to take over the world. And this explains how death squads and hit teams attack populations around the world. This is all planned psyops.
Right.
And it's important to know this is a network. They use synthetic telepathy and government intelligence, which creates virtual realities and movies that broadcast and play in people's heads. And when I when we know that this is what is occurring in millions of people, voice to skull is what they call it, and that we have millions of...
They've had that around for a long time, you know that, right? Almost 30
and
years.
When we have. So what we have is a takedown. And it's important for everyone to help with this and understand this and help expose this. We need your help. So now I'm going to be jumping into something, Dr. Bill, that I'm anticipating is going to take another show to cover. So I'm going to just start with this now. But before I do, I was actually wanting to tell everybody there's a new book that's just come out a year after the fires here in Northern California of October 8th, 2017. And there was a neighborhood that was saved by 9 people. One person never left the night of the evacuation order with the flames literally lapping at the heels as people were fleeing for their lives. A firefighter never left his cul-de-sac. He stayed behind. And so as a day or so went by, a couple of other people managed to get back in to see how he was doing and see if the neighborhood was still there. It was still there. He was exhausted, been up for 48 hours putting out spot fires. The mulch was catching on fire. Fences were catching on fire. He had hoses stretched out. They had water, which was surprising. And he had hoses stretched out from all of the houses out to in front of the houses so that as these spot fires erupted, he could run from one hose to another and they could be all accessible and available.
Right.
So as another 8 people came up to help him save the neighborhood, which also saved a large apartment building near them, as well as containing the fire from not going over into the north section of Santa Rosa, it would have wiped out another entire community. They stopped it. This one firefighter by staying behind. And I'm going to tell you, over the next 48 hours after these fires had started, they called it point patrol because they had shifts where they were chasing looters. They weren't looters. They were deployed operatives to create chaos and set houses on fire from inside that were not yet on fire and burning. They were literally chasing people that were wearing masks and disguises out of the area with a huge Doberman that was scaring the heck out of them, and they were using shovels to chase people out of the area. And this is this book. It's called Point Patrol. I would recommend people take a look at it. It is about what happened in the 10 days after the fires and how they stayed there. The law is, if you evacuate, you must and may not and will not be allowed to return. But if you do not evacuate, they can't make you evacuate. And that's how they were able to stay. So, now I need to get into this. A few weeks ago, our team attended a mosquito and vector control meeting here in Northern California. I would recommend all of you attend these meetings, particularly now, because you will notice in all of these various government corporate agencies, they're discussing year-end financials. And they have hired accounting consultants that they have turned over all of the accounting responsibilities from every city and every government agency. Our cities have turned over entirely the accounting that they would otherwise be responsible for in telling us the state of their cash reserves and of their anticipated expenses. That's been turned over. And what we have discovered, much to our shock, well, not so much shock, is that when we were watching this PowerPoint presentation by an accounting firm that was flown up to this mosquito and vector meeting from Southern California up here to Northern California to present a 45-minute PowerPoint, looking at the PowerPoint, there was certain visuals that look extremely familiar when you are used to the United Nations documentation and, again, the standardized menu of how all of these policies have woven into our cities and every agency. There is a familiar verbiage that is used in these documents and the setup. And when we were looking at this accountant going through this PowerPoint about the cash state of affairs of the vector control, things were occurring that were not making sense, and I'll tell you what they were. The vector control was being told that they are going to have to now augment expenditures out of their cash reserves. That while their cash reserves of $1 million is set up for the emerging vectors that they may have to unexpectedly deal with, such as the fire and all of the empty pools of water, etc., that presented themselves after the 2017 fire, where they had to go around and spray chemicals in all this setting, ponding water from all of the debris and so forth that was left here in Santa Rosa, that they were being told that they're going to have to spend into that reserve in order to break even for their 2018 expenditure. And by the year 2021, I believe that's the date, they were going to be in the red, greatly in the red. Their income was not going to meet what their expenses were looking at. And so they were told that they need to look at that. But for now, they can meet their obligations, their debt obligations, by digging into their reserves. That's kind of like, okay, but it was a warning, they should look at it. Well, then it was brought up that they know for next year, because of the fires and the loss of housing and the fact that our mosquito and vector control is financed through our property taxes, they're down $55,000 for next year from lost housing in the fires. We get to the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story.
Wow. Amazing.
Silver has...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and so Deborah, just I want you to summarize everything you've said so far. And
yeah, I'm going
where,
to.
Where this is all going?
Yeah, I'm going to need another show, Dr. Bill. So for everyone that's listening right now, I'm going to be building into the bigger picture, but I don't have time.
Well, what I'll do is after the segment today, we'll see if Dr. Bob. See, a lot of people are on the holidays are not available, like Scott Adams last hour. So we're lucky to get you on because. You've been
okay, well, Dr.
chomping
Bill,
at the bit here.
Let me in because we don't know.
Let's go. Continue. Go ahead. Yeah,
let me continue. First, I want to just remind everybody, we've been told this. We've been told this in a myriad of reports in the past that people have refused to believe and that government has said these reports are fake and phony, such as the report from Iron Mountain. That report was never fake and phony. And it was a report and is a report, and it did tell us that the report was to determine the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life, property, and natural resources. And now this has been laid out in our climate action and resilient plans. This is the report from Iron Mountain manifesting into policies now, and it has been ever since and before, to destroy us in every way. Also, the report it talks about the deliberate intensification of air and water pollution. Deliberate. We've been seeing that. Our waters are poisonous. In fact, I just read in a paper here in Northern California that a water employee filed a lawsuit against the water agency for misreporting contaminants in the water supply. That has right now been filed by an employee because the lab has been working with the misreporting of the contaminants in the water supply. But moving away from that, so again, the deliberate intensification of air and pollution, as we're seeing. Also, the long-range planning and budgeting. And that's what we're talking about right now, the long-planned range of budgeting.
Right.
So what we have discovered with the budgeting, we've all been psy-opsed into a generic corporate returns and forms that our cities are engaged with misreporting anticipated revenue and expenses. So let me sum it up. Right now, they're calling all of the damage and destruction globally. They're calling it climate change. No one will admit that we're being controlled by the weather. No one discusses the overhead aerosol spraying programs and the death and destruction to our forests and the cost that that now has with the implications of fire. And we have been told in these documents, not only will we have a dark start, a black start, no power, but we will also have fires throughout the entire country, not just overseas, which will also be set on fire because of the increased warming and the combustibility of all of the frequencies and the heavy chemtrailing. We are combustible. So let's look at the underpinnings of the financing and the lack thereof. It's important to understand. When I was at this Sonoma Vector Control meeting, and I was looking at, we were looking at, as there were several people, at this PowerPoint presentation of the income and expenses, huge things were being left out. First of all, as a builder, I can tell you, a number of projects that we were going to build and did not build, we had to bail out of because they wanted us to build in wetlands. We were going to build this multi-unit townhome project that had little tiny postage stamp lawns in the front yards. And the city, this was an infill job. In other words, it was a vacant property that was being built where existing surrounding properties had already been built out into multiple units years before. And so here we were wanting to just build out this dilapidated old buildings and bring it into more like continuity with the area. During the process of going through the different plan checks, we discovered that we were required under the new environmental laws and green building codes to build a separate wetland in front of each single unit in this postage stamp lawn. And there was an elaborate building requirement for that, including underground tanks and filtration systems and pumps, and then draining the roof water, and all the water on the property into this area. And then it was to be landscaped with wetlands-type materials. That added so much money to each unit, we had to scrap the project, Dr. Bill. Now, when I go to these mosquito and vector control meetings, I hear that the wetlands are the most vulnerable areas for the mosquito vector and the Zika viruses and the expansion of diseases. that are of emerging concern, and there are many new vector emerging concerns based on the carrier of mosquitoes. So you have to ask yourself, number one, why is our government requiring that we move away from the water lands in this country and restore wild lands with wetlands to keep the fish and the endangered species alive? They do not care about the fish and the endangered species. This is to eradicate us by building vector breeding beds. No more than that, I can tell you. So let me get in. We're to this meeting. We're there at the vector meeting. We're listening to the accountant talking about the sad state of affairs financially that they're involved in, that there are new technologies that are soon going to come on board, such as unmanned aerial spraying for vector control, that will have less of an impact than the current helicopter methods of spraying. So I want to bring you back to what happened over Houston after Hurricane Harvey. The Pentagon authorized and told the U.S. Air Force to spray NALED, N-A-L-E-D, over 6 million acres over Houston. It's a neurotoxin,
yeah.
Yeah. So I want to say to you, the assaults are many ways, and it's in the accounting. And how it's in the accounting, I will say this, and then I will tell you more on our next show, because there is some more unbelievable detail. But here's how it's being brought into our accounting. When you look at your climate action plans and you're being told that you're going to have certain types of vectors and weather events that are going to increase, and we've all been told we're all living now in a new normal. We've been told we're living in a new normal of fires. There's no longer a fire season. It's all year round. So you have to look and ask yourself, where are the anticipated costs for these heavy weaponized weather assaults built into our local city accounting methods and expenses and expectations for the next fiscal year of reserves? They're not. They're void. Just like we have all accepted the idea in all of our cities and elsewhere that we have unfunded pension liabilities, hello, ask yourself the next question. If we have unfunded pension debt, we don't have pensions. You don't have a pension without money. So the next question is, how did all of these cities and government agencies throughout this country end up with unfunded pension liability? Because of the accounting firms. They have been orchestrated through the banksters.
Right.
This is what has happened. And we are being bankrupted intentionally now in every agency throughout this entire country and beyond, in other countries as well, through proprietary accounting forms
right.
and procedures.
Amazing.
And I'm going to get into detail because
yeah.
I found it. So now yeah. you know a bit of the story. The next story will be on our next broadcast, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, if we don't
please,
do it that
please, everybody, go to stopthecrime.net. We are continuously reporting live from the scene of the crimes.
Excellent.
On our YouTube channel.
Very good. We will be back in a couple of minutes with Dr. Bob Thiel. If he doesn't make it, we'll have you back. Betty, Deborah, so it's very important to understand the issues that are going on here. The globalists are getting ready for the final calling, aren't they?
Absolutely. We've been set up. Now we just they just need to turn up the heat further
than burning
us out.
As the Bible says, the fields are white and the harvest is ready.
And that is true. Everyone, Happy New Year if I don't speak to you before, and just stay tuned. We're all in this together.
Yeah, stay right there. Deborah, we'll give you a call.
Would you like to?
Dramatical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.